we get toasty.
It should be on the warm side.
You know, that's a great opportunity to stop by and test drive a new Toyota or Ford or Lincoln and check out the air conditioner.
It really is. Almost every vehicle that we have on the lot, Charlie, the windows open now. Creates a great amount of airflow. Mm-hmm. Latest thing in airflow technology. No.
I used to have a car that had one of those. I think we called it a 4W60 air conditioner.
Exactly. I had one of those also. The first car I drove.
Yeah.
As you would guess, Charlie, right now on the service drive, we're seeing a number of people who are coming in, mm-hmm. believe it or not, having their air conditioning repaired. So we are doing quite a number of repairs and AC checks. Mm-hmm. If it's not blowing quite as cold as you think it should be, or not blowing at all, stop by Dunge's, just south of New Auto on I-75.
And that, you know, as simple as sometimes changing out that cabin air filter, because maybe the airflow just isn't getting
exactly,
through.
Exactly, exactly. You wouldn't believe how much difference a new clean cabin air filter can make on the flow of air conditioning that you've got inside your cabin.
Yeah, and so why not do that in conjunction with a 995 oil change while you're there?
That would be a great idea. And actually, if you really want to treat your car well, in addition to the 995 oil change, get your tires rotated. So
Ford calls that the works package.
It sure is.
I'm sure Toyota has a name for it, too. I just see all the Ford stuff.
Yeah. So, Charlie, we still have some exciting things going on at Dunge's. We are in our second month of our $7,500 prize drawing. Mm-hmm. We're working towards that $7,500 giveaway, which will take place on the 21st of December. We had our June winner. She came in Tuesday.
To pick up that Apple Watch?
Apple Watch. Lisa Kay here in Bartlesville picked up it's neat. It was a white Apple Sport watch.
Okay.
With the Taptic engine. She is now
like a, is it like a 354 barrel engine?
A little bit different.
Okay.
Taps your wrist.
Okay.
Lets you know when appointments are due. So this month, for July, of course, everybody who comes into Dunge's spins and wins. We have the prize wheel completely loaded, so if you spin, you're going to win. Your odds are pretty good there. Mm-hmm. Everybody who test drives will also be entered for the $7,500 prize, as well as July's monthly prize, which is going to be an Apple TV.
Oh, there you go.
Very, very cool gadget. The new Apple TV, rather than pushing buttons to surf, you talk to it. Siri finds your television show for you.
Now, that is neat.
It really, you know, Charlie, we're living now, in the future.
And now, does Siri find it in what I'm going to call traditional sequentially broadcast television, or will Siri go out and find the downloadable version of the same show?
Yes and yes.
Oh, okay.
Siri will give you, Siri, I'm looking for comedies made in the 80s about teenage boys, and Siri will go out and find you.
The Breakfast Club.
Exactly. So, it's amazing. The voice command technology on all kinds of products, including the new vehicles, is right there. I have, of course, my new Camry that mm-hmm. I've been driving for about 6 or 8 months now. And the voice technology...
You've been driving that Camry longer than I have, or longer than you say you have, because I know when you bought it.
Ah, well...
I've had my Fusion for just a little bit over a year. I need to renew my tags this month. So.
I know that I'm coming up on 30,000 miles.
Okay.
That's how I'm keeping track of life now.
you're measuring yours in mile as opposed to weeks, okay.
But the voice command technology on the Camry is just amazing. You press a button... And you can. Mine came with the full package. I can have it launch the weather app, for example,
or navigation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. So you can hit the button, and it will give you a little response tone, and then you can say what navigation, destination, point of interest, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it's up to me to find my way. Hands-free driving yet, apparently. But
And that's based on one incident, at least, where it was a little bit too sunny. That might be a good thing.
I think so. So, Charlie, we're coming up on the finals for the K-Rig Country Showdown.
We are. We're less than 2 weeks.
K-Rig Country Showdown. And we have Jerry Melton in with us this morning to talk a little bit about where we are in terms of the contest and who's going to be performing with us at the Pawhuska Cavalcade. Jerry, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I am pretty excited. We are just a few weeks away from our finale. It has been a great summer. We've had some wonderful contestants. We have three contestants who are going to be out there at Pawhuska with us at the Cavalcade Street Dance on July 19th. We've got Josie Cepeda. She was our winner last year. She came back this year and wowed the crowd again, and so we're excited to be having her join us again. Rusty Myers, he is out of Tulsa, so he performs all over Tulsa. He has a band that's usually with him, but he's performing solo with us, and he is the closest thing to George Strait that I think I've seen so far. So I'm pretty excited to have him with us.
Very accurate description.
I mean, it, seriously, I had a judge actually at the last competition that was like, you know, I could have closed my eyes and seen George Strait. Closed my eyes and seen Ronnie Dunn. And it was just amazing. And some of these people have actually worked with some of these people. And so I was like, wow, that's amazing. And then we have Callie Creek. There are two brothers out of Lenapaul. Jake, he is the songwriter behind it all. Like, it's so amazing to hear some of these songs that he comes up with. And Wes, I'm telling you, these two boys can really wow the crowd. I mean, they got the ladies going. They're like that young boy band kind of thing. And I'm excited
They've got some energy. And
they are.
I'll tell you what, when they started jamming, the guitar face came out.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because I'm like, you can tell as soon as the mic is on and the music starts, they are like 100% different because they're kind of quiet at first. And then they get on stage and there's nothing quiet about them.
Hey, Jerry, how many how many overall people have gone through the contest with us this year?
About 30-ish, somewhere in there. They came from Kansas, Tulsa. We had some over from Stillwater. I mean, they're not just local people. So it was really great to be able to have all of them come together with us.
All right. So my prediction for next year, 75 contestants.
I think that we can reach 75. I think that we can do that. That is a good challenge, and I accept it.
All right.
So
when are we going to be out at the Cavalcade?
It's going to be Tuesday, July 19th. They'll start performing about 7:30. They'll perform for an hour. And you know, what's pretty amazing this year is we had Osage Outfitters and Ariat come on, and they're going to be providing clothing for these three finalists or three acts. And so they'll be decked out from head to toe in Ariat. And Ariat's going to be giving away a pair of boots to the winner.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited to be able to be out there with them. So it's going to be in downtown Pawhuska on Kaika, right there in front of the Triangle Building. Is that correct, Charlie?
Yep.
So it'll be a lot of fun. Everyone should come out. Bring your fans. Bring your water. It'll probably be a little warm.
How much are the tickets?
It's free.
Absolutely free.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Free. Yep, it's such a good time, and right after that, actually, the Cavalcade will have bands and stuff out there that'll come on right after us. So,
last year was my first Cavalcade, Jerry, and it blew me away. I had so much fun. I'm just eager to get out there for this one.
It's funny because Charlie and I have been saying this whole time that K-Rig and country music and Cavalcade, it all just really goes together.
It hand in hand in hand. And dunges.
And dunges. Absolutely. And dunges. And dunges. So,
well, we're very proud to be sponsors and very honored that you guys have chosen to work with us on this project.
We are so blessed to have you guys with us. You guys are so amazing, and we wouldn't want to do it without you.
Well, we're looking forward to this one. We're looking forward to the next one.
Awesome. Well, we are so excited. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Our pleasure.
I only know of one other performers as far as what they've been doing this summer, and I'm not pushing a performer in one sense, but those that were downtown for Freedom Fest Monday night, just as we were starting the fireworks display, Josie Cepeda sang God Bless America. And so if you heard her over the PA system, if you were not at any of the preliminaries, at least one voice you can identify.
She is just outstanding. And 14?
No, she is 16. I think she's going on 17. So okay. She's
If I knew what the other performers have been doing recently, I'd mention them too, but I just don't know.
Well, I know Cali Creek. They were out not long ago at Short Creek. What is it? Short Creek out in Caney. And Rusty Myers, I know he performed Friday night out at La Fortune Park in Tulsa. So they're performing. They're out there getting their voices out, getting their songs out. So.
Well, that's fantastic. So we've got some top-notch, really top-notch talent that's going to be competing in Pawhuska next weekend. Saturday the
Tuesday, July 19th.
Tuesday, July
19th. Starting at 7:30. And so this winner is going to go out to Tahlequah on August 20th for the state finale. So they're going to be competing for prizes, and their ultimate goal is to get on to Nashville at the Ryman Auditorium and compete for that $100,000 grand prize package.
$100,000.
Well, it's actually packaged this year, Jason. They're going to have a mentoring session, some recording sessions, plus $50,000, and a whole bunch of other prizes to go along with it.
That would be fantastic. If somebody from our little burg took it all the way to Nashville, and frankly, I think we've got the talent.
I honestly think that all three of these people could go all the way.
No, very exciting.
So, well, thank you, Jason, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys out on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
So, you know, and last year, I know for the finals was just an impressive evening. We had a great crowd for a live audience, and they really got the crowd going.
It was relatively packed last year, and I think this year we should see an even bigger crowd.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And so we'll have a few vehicles on display when we're out there this
year. I was going to ask if there would be an assortment of, let's say, F-150 or a Tundra, and maybe a Fusion or a Focus.
We sure will. And you know, talking about the F-150, Charlie, right now we're in the middle of what Ford is calling Freedom Summer.
Right.
And they've given us a handful of tags that we can add extra savings to different vehicles. And we've got about half a dozen F-150s on the lot right now that are tagged, knocking the price way down on some of these vehicles. In fact, we've got an F-150 on the lot right now that has... it's $10,000 off of sticker.
Wait a minute, $10,000 off the sticker, and then doing what Brad normally does, making that extra special good Dungeness deal anyway.
Exactly. And 0% financing.
10%? 10,000? Wait, hold on.
10 grand off sticker, 0% financing for 60, and we might even throw in a tank of gas or two.
Now we're talking a real deal.
Yeah. So that's one of the exciting deals on the Ford side. There are smart bonus stickers, smart bonus tags on virtually every different vehicle that we have, from Expeditions to Explorers. There's a Fiesta on the lot right now, Charlie. This may be the best deal on the lot. You could get into a brand new Ford Fiesta for just under $16,000.
Now that is a great buy.
2016... it's loaded, has the I-4 engine. Mm-hmm. It really is a good buy. That's $16,000 is, you know, around the range where I started buying cars
that's what I would have liked to have bought my car for in 40 years ago. So,
exactly. And then Toyota just came out with some fantastic incentives as well. On the Camry and Corolla, zero for 72 months.
Wow, that's just like cash.
Kind of. Yeah. Right now, money is flowing free. There eventually is going to be a Fed meeting, and these 0% rates are going to go away. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, but... really, it's free money.
Yeah, based on some of the things that I've heard through Bloomberg and other sources, the Fed would like to have raised interest rates already again, but they're just kind of, the market has gotten so used to it that they're not sure exactly how it's going to react.
It's going to be shocking when you can't walk into a dealership and get 0% financing.
Well, we'll take the 0.9. It's okay.
But right now, 0% for 72 on Camrys and Corollas, mm-hmm. and 0 for 60 on about half a dozen other vehicles, including the Tundra.
Which is a great buy.
It really is.
And you talked about, I want to get back to the Tundra in just a moment, but on that Fiesta, I mean, we're talking about a gas-sipping vehicle that still has plenty of get up and go.
The i4, Charlie, the newer engines, even the four-cylinders, mm-hmm. really have quite a bit of pickup. And on this Ford Fiesta that's, I'm looking at it right now, $15,592 is the asking price on this vehicle.
Okay.
You're going to get 27 city, 37 highway. It really is going to be an economical ride. If you have a young person who maybe just graduated from school, mm-hmm. or you want to treat somebody young who's going off to high school with a really nice gift, this would be the ideal vehicle.
It would be. That first brand new vehicle for, like you said, that college graduate. And I know Ford and Toyota both have individual incentives for, if you just got your degree, to stack new, on some of those
exactly.
other things.
So new graduates, you'll get another $500 discount from Ford.
Okay. Now, talking about that Tundra, now we're talking some power and an excellent selling truck.
Oh, my God. It's... not only does it have the power, they're just fun to drive, Charlie. They want to... both the Tundra and the Tacoma feel like vehicles that want to be off the road. and frankly, I've taken the opportunity to do that a couple of times, and it's a lot of fun.
Take it out there and get it dirty and then have some fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite features in both the Tundra and the Tacoma is the crawl mode, which you slip the vehicle into crawl mode. It basically takes control of your transmission and the gasoline level, and will crawl the vehicle over any sort of terrain that you put in front of it.
Wow. What does that feel like when you're out there for the first time?
It's a little bit unnerving turning the whole thing over to the vehicle.
Yeah.
But once, you still have control of the steering, and once you're moving, you realize that the computer is adjusting each wheel independently, and boy, you can crawl, you can climb, you can in the sand, out of the sand. It is a lot of fun.
It sounds like just the perfect driving experience when you're going off-roading. It really does.
It really is. It really is. And then for a fantastic on-road experience, mm-hmm. With a lot of people, we have the Toyota Sienna right now. And Toyota has a couple of incentives on the Sienna. You can either take zero for 60 on the Sienna, or you can get up to, I believe it's $1,000 back from Toyota.
Okay. Now that is a back from Toyota, or is that a dealer instant rebate?
It's an instant rebate.
Okay.
So it's an instant manufacturer rebate.
Well, both are out there in different forms, but those instant rebates where, you get the money right away and that doesn't affect your down payment or your loan or
exactly.
anything else. Yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of getting money right away, Charlie,
uh-huh.
One thing that we are on the lookout for, if you have a one-owner loved vehicle that you're ready to get rid of,
okay.
Actually, it doesn't even have to be loved. It doesn't have to be one owner. We will buy your vehicle, Charlie. We have a very active used car business as well as our new car business. Mm-hmm. And we're seeking new inventory all of the time. If you have a vehicle that you're ready to part with, no pressure, no problems with tracking down titles and working with the state. We make the process very easy. We do a quick appraisal, mm-hmm. and write you a check, and you're on your way.
That's about as easy as it gets. And I think particularly for whether you plan on using that vehicle as what would have been a trade-in on another vehicle, even if you're not buying it someplace else,
exactly.
It adds so much transparency to the process.
It really does. We are really trying to be as transparent from start to finish on every aspect of buying and selling a vehicle as possible.
Well, I mean, the whole, particularly I think used car, but car buying experience overall traditionally has been something you feel like you have to go into it and being an excellent negotiator. You have to be willing to withstand what can be historically high pressure techniques. That's just not the way Brad likes to do it.
Not at all. We're not going to take your keys and disappear. We want the experience to be more like going to the Apple store, Charlie, where people, and like we were talking about earlier, I just bought a car a year ago. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And we want to make it a positive experience. We want people to feel comfortable about the decisions that they're making during the process. Mm-hmm. And we want them to leave excited, sort of the way you would leave the Apple store after buying a new Apple Watch.
There you go.
With a Taptic engine.
That is such a neat idea. And I know that if you're talking about the Apple Watch, and I'd rather talk cars, but if you're talking the Apple Watch, it will, I believe, display the text message to you, so you don't even have to, you know, get the phone out to read the text. It'll do it for you.
It
Siri
sure will.
Can still read it for you if you want.
It sure will.
Yeah.
So, again, fantastic prize. If Lisa Kay is listening, maybe we'll send her a text and see if it taps her wrist.
There you go. Sound like a deal. But also, I wanted to get the service side of the house in here. $9.95 oil change, add maybe an extra $10 or so for a tire rotation, and you're ready to go. You know the vehicle's set to take that traditional family vacation.
Exactly. You know. So the best thing that you can do for a vehicle is make sure that you maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Second best thing is give it a bath every once in a while, but make sure you maintain your vehicle.
So,
and a good start there is to make
third,
sure.
Third would be get it into Joe for maybe a little bit of PDR or
exactly.
other TLC. You know.
A little TLC. But no, make sure that you're giving it a regular oil change every 7,500 miles. Make sure that you're rotating the tires on a regular basis, about every 5,000 miles. Make sure that your fluids are at a good level. And you'll get a good life out of a vehicle.
Yeah.
You and I remember when we were young men and getting 80, 90, 100,000 miles out of a vehicle, you were at the end of its life.
You were doing well, yeah.
Oh.
You get much past 60 to 70, and I know my folks were saying, yeah, it's getting time to start looking at a trade.
You know? And now you can expect a vehicle to run a couple of 100,000 miles if you take care of it.
Yeah, and that's fairly easy to take care of it with the $9.95 oil change.
$9.95 oil change, like you said, about another $10 for the tire rotation. Bring your vehicle in. We'll do a full detailed inspection on it. Make sure that the Knuter valve isn't falling off. Like we were talking at the beginning of the show, in this kind of weather, make sure your cooling system is working. Make sure that the air conditioner is working. Make sure that your cabin air filter is clean and ready to go. Make sure that all of the filters in the engine cabin are ready to go.
Well, you used an adjective when you were talking about that inspection, a detailed inspection. You got a guy that does the same word, detail, but does it in a different direction.
Yeah, we have Enrique, who is fantastic at taking care of vehicles that need a little tender, loving care in terms of the look and feel. Enrique and his crew will take your vehicle from whatever condition it is in now and make it look like it is right off the showroom floor.
Yeah. That's something that I know Brad and I have talked about, kind of a goal of asking people to get their vehicle in before Enrique on a fairly regular basis. He pulled out once a year. I'm going to say just regular basis, however that is, because to me, it's that when you're bringing that vehicle into you for that we will buy your vehicle evaluation, if it looks clean, if you can look at the maintenance history, not only do you have the $9.95 oil change, but they've, you know, let's say they've owned the vehicle for 5 years and they've been in to see Enrique at least five times, then that says something to you on the purchase price.
Oh, it really does. And it says something to, if we purchase your vehicle, it says something to the person who purchases it from us. It's not uncommon, Charlie, for us to have on our lot one owner vehicles that we are selling either as Dungas Q certified, Toyota certified, Ford certified. it's not unusual for us to have, if not sold the vehicle, at least maintained it throughout its life and have the entire service record. And when a vehicle has been well maintained, it does add to the value. You're not going to go several years without doing a complete detail on your house.
Yeah.
You're going to vacuum it occasionally, and taking care of your vehicle is just the same thing.
Yeah, it is, and getting it in front of the professionals that, whether it's on the maintenance side that say, you know, next time you come in, we need to plan on some brake work, or getting into Enrique and just let him do a deep cleaning.
Exactly. If there are issues with your vehicle, take care of them.
Yeah.
Take care of your property.
We haven't had a lot of hail or anything else, but that storms happen, stuff happens in the Walmart, the grocery store parking lot.
The dings and the bangs.
Yeah.
In fact, my brother-in-law dropped off his Ford Fiesta yesterday with the ding and the bang.
Yeah.
I didn't ask, his son didn't tell, but I'm assuming I know where that came from. And we have a body shop that will take care of Fords and Toyotas, but it also, we take care of...
And Lincolns.
And Lincolns, but we take care of...
Maybe Lincolns don't get dings, I don't know.
I hope not. Matthew McConaughey, what are you doing? We take care of every make and model in our body shop, as well as our maintenance center, but the body shop does a fantastic job of bringing those vehicles back to new.
They do, and you're a preferred provider for nearly every insurance company that's around.
If you have insurance, we'll be able to help you.
And that makes, you know, if it's an insurance claim, that much easier. If it's something that you know is going to be below your deductible anyway because of those door dings or whatever, again, the paintless dent repair process, assuming that it's small enough that it can be done that way, that's an inexpensive way to make it
inexpensive. It's a quick in and out, and it'll... Again, add value back to your vehicle.
Yeah. So it's something. Last I checked the schedule, it was kind of they do PDR on a certain day of the week, but check with Joe and he can steer you for that.
He'll get you in and get you taken care of.
Yeah, so, platinum class iCar certified shop.
It is. Not another one of those in the area.
No.
So I probably would be remiss if I didn't mention the websites and maybe the telephone number.
I think that would be appropriate. Yeah.
So if you have new or used vehicle needs or any sort of maintenance or repair that you need on your vehicle, Dunge's Family of Autos, you can find us on the web at dungestoyota.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find us on the web at dungesfordonline.com.
Okay. Or just the old-fashioned landing page, dungeschoice.com.
Dungeschoice.com.
Yeah.
And that'll direct you to our Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota sites. Or you can call us any day, anytime.
Okay.
918-333-0900. Or just drop in. Come drop on. If you've got service, if you've got maintenance, or you have the hankering to look at a new vehicle...
Which, by the way, if you look at a new vehicle, take it for a test drive, that gets you into the drawing for that next prize.
It does, the next prize, an Apple TV, and it also gets you entered into the $7,500 grand prize. Got to tell you right now, Charlie, your odds on winning that are fantastic. We are having people do a quick test drive before they fill out a quick form to get entered into the $7,500 drawing. We only have had a couple of hundred entries so far.
Wow. And, Spin and win.
Your odds there are fantastic. They're about 100%. If you take a test drive, you're going to walk away with something.
That's great. So, and you oil change with or without an appointment, you can call ahead if you choose to.
You know what? Fastest way to get in and out, make an appointment with us. You can do that on the website. Or you can call us at 918-333-0900, and we'll get you in and out quickly.
Sound like a great deal. And, of course, we got the Country Showdown coming up in a week from Tuesday, 1400 K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CK.